open for Zombie Nation walk-on music? Didn't happen? Okay then. Hello everybody, welcome to Merthyr. My name is Mark Evans, and I said I've worked in international football now for 30 years, and I'm the token Merthyr boy today. So they had to find somebody from Merthyr to speak, so you've got me. Okay. Now, the Wales football team is, as the t-shirt shows, we are an independent football nation in football. That is what we are. We are an independent nation in the football sense. And a lot of what we do regarding around that, Sean has pinched off my speech, to be honest, is about the about being Welsh. There's some simple things in there, for example, that we do. You may not have noticed over the last 20 years, but we don't call ourselves Wales in what we do. We call ourselves Cymru. And that's taken from the Finns, to be honest. The Finns do the same. And we notice that with Finland. Whenever you see a Finland team out there, they're not Finland, they're Suomi. So we adopt that as well. So everything we do is based on Cymru and is based on what we call ourselves rather than what people, other people call us. So those things have been part of the DNA of the FA for quite a while now. And with some clever people around us, we've been able to work on to get a stronger brand and everything, which has worked really well for us. But the biggest success of all is our supporters. And that's really where I'm going to talk today, is about our supporters, about our unique supporters groups, the Red Wall, as they are known now after France, after those that wonderful summer where we surprised ourselves, surprised everybody really, and we just kept going. And people were bankrupt, and some people are still living in France now in tents and things like that, because the nation came together and it was fabulous. And one of the big regrets I have, it's not a regret, because I loved it out there. I absolutely loved every single minute of it out there representing our country on that stage, was the fact that I wasn't at home. Because back here, of course, it was brilliant. And my wife was telling me about all my village, all the flags out and everything. So I missed that. And we really sort of didn't get that. So that's a regret. But don't get me wrong, I don't regret it too much, because it was great. But it was really good, though, to be on the global stage at that point with our supporters, to be able to talk to other countries. For example, I mean, when we played Portugal in the semi-final, again, amazing time. You know, Lyon was just full of Welsh supporters wandering around pinching themselves and that. But they were ambassadors for us. Every single person who went to France was an ambassador for this country, and they were away enjoying themselves, fantastic. And people were taking notice then of us. I mean, everybody kept asking me to sing "Don't Take Me Home" every 5 minutes, because that became almost the unofficial anthem. But it goes back to the supporters. Now, the supporters didn't start there, though. Supporters started way before that. Way, way before that. Our supporters have represented this country brilliantly for a long, long time, because football is political. It's the most political sport that you can have out there. Football is politics. It's the very nature of it, and the very nature of the countries who play in it in the international world is based on politics. You know, and where we are now as a national team is that we are basically the sporting wing of what should be a Welsh independent country, because that's the only way that football can actually get better, is by being independent and putting more investment into the sport infrastructure in this country. That's the next step for us, and that's why independence is important, because we're at a plateau now and we need to move on with that. But I want to take you back in time, though, first of all, because I've always been a nationalist. I'm just blunt about it. I've always been that. But in 1994, Wales played in Estonia. So we played in Estonia. 1994, Tallinn, beautiful city. If you get a chance to go there, go to Tallinn. It's beautiful. So, the usual protocol in a football match. Night before the game, there's a dinner. And I have to go to the dinner. No hardship there. Nice bit of food, a couple of bottles of wine. That's just for me. And so we're talking now. So I'm there with a very lovely fella from West Wales called John Evans. He came from Newquay. He was a lovely bloke, but proper sort of old chapel Welsh in a way. Welsh speaker. So we were talking to the Estonians through an interpreter, because we did at the time. And the conversation was along the lines of the president of the Estonian FA wanting to know what was Wales? What are you? Are you England? And they're genuine questions. They're like, So we're trying to explain to him about the language and all that, the anthem and stuff. And so at the point, he must have, but you're not independent then? I said, no, we're not independent, no. And obviously my colleagues around me, including John, were like, too small, all that stuff. And it's going to be really difficult to be independent for Wales because you've got England next to us. And after a while, the president got really animated. And he was just talking very quickly. And I'm thinking, oh, if we said something, we know, oh God, a bloody political issue now. I'm going to call the embassy in now. But his viewpoint was, we've just fought off the Red Army. So what the hell are you on about? You know? And it's funny, actually, and Estonia is a good example of an independent country now, yeah, making their way in the world. One of the great leaders of technology, and right next to Russia, of course. So, new country again, who had to start on a clear slate. So they've basically they're leading the way on electronic elections and stuff. So, a small country, you know, having to defend themselves against Russian influence. I don't know where we heard that before. But the point I was making about that was my sort of epiphany moment of, look, this is just ridiculous, really. We can be independent tomorrow if we really wanted it. Because there's no Red Army to stop us. The only people who are stopping us is us on that one. And the point I was making, though, about football being political and everything is that, you know, the Yes Cymru lads and with the football on the marches and everything, they're creating something within our supporters groups now. Our supporters are political. They are political. There's no other way of describing it, really. When we go away, we will see the Estelada from Catalonia in our grounds supporting the Catalonians. You know, we've played games against the Basque country in Bilbao, and that was a fantastic achievement because we will look to play regions if we can, if time allows. We will do that. But our supporters, when they go away, they're going to different countries. It's a global game, it's a European game. So we will be in Baku. We've got about 6,000 fans and more probably going to Baku. We'll have 25, 30,000 in Rome. So, but our fans on the way though have been to Moldova, they've been to Georgia, they've been everywhere, and they're coming back and they're basically saying, and this is almost by osmosis now, they're taking this on, is that if Moldova is independent, I'm proud of it, why aren't we independent? If Belarus are actually fighting now to stay independent, because their crazy president wants to give them back to Russia, then why don't we do that? I think it's almost an education for our supporters, being away and taking those cultures in and absorbing them as an osmosis and challenging their own thoughts. I played darts last night, by the way. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that. We won 8-3, top of the league still. And we were talking to a couple of lads there who were actually going, in the other team, who were going out to Baku. And I mentioned I was going to be here today, talking here today. And their viewpoint was that these are boys, 18 to 21, young lads, you know, up for a few beers. Yeah, independence, yeah, let's do it now. So I think that's changing. The younger people are actually saying, well, you know, why not, you know? But again, these are lads who've been out, have been around, they've been to Moldova, you know, they've been out there to Georgia, and I strongly suggest that the Welsh rugby team goes to Georgia and plays a game out there. They should let the Georgians in and give them a game, because Tbilisi is a fantastic city. Cheap beer, nice city. Because our supporters are out there, they're making a difference, you know, and I believe the Welsh national team, as itself, it's all inclusive. We're an inclusive team. We represent the Welsh diaspora. So, you know, I think we're proud of that. Some people sort of criticize us for that, for the Anglos and everything. But I say to take a different view. It's the diaspora of Welsh people who had to move away, and these people are coming back home now. And, you know, some of the players, like Ashley Williams, you know, grandfather from the Rhondda, you know, he's very proud of his Welsh roots, you know. So those things are coming back, and people are realizing that it's bigger than just 3 million people here. There's a bigger audience out there for Welsh, for the Welsh nation, for Welsh nationalism, for independence. So that's where we're going to be going. The success and the continued sort of drive with Yes Cymru and in particular Andrew Benjamin and his march on match day. Where's Andrew? Yeah, he caused me problems, mate. Cheers. Yeah. Actually, you should be down here. What are you doing this for? So, Andrew's from Tredegar, and every match day now there's a march. So, if you want to be on that march, great. Every day there's a march to the game. And now, that's grown and grown and grown. And in fact, I need to talk to you later about the next one, because there's too many people marching now. Isn't that great? There's too many people marching. We're going to have to start closing roads off now to get this march down to the stadium on match day. And if you could arrive earlier, that would be even better. Yeah. So that's how the thing is growing. It's growing gradually. It's growing naturally, organically. That football is becoming a vehicle for internationalism. Because I think that's the interesting thing as well. People say that nationalism is a narrow, selfish idea. But I think our football fans have proven that it's not. It's internationalism. It's being positive. It's being Welsh and being positive and being out there, being open, being happy. And basically saying to people that this is not about aggression. This is not about taking your area over. We are here to enjoy ourselves and everything. And that's what being Welsh is about. It's about being out there and sharing our unique culture, our unique way of life. So that's going to be different. So the marches are getting way too important. So in closing, keep coming to the football. Keep travelling with the football. We're in Baku, we're in Rome. Again, we'll be on the world stage. Again, we'll do our best to make you all proud. And we will, I'm hoping we're going to be in Amsterdam, to be honest with you. So booking that one, I book Amsterdam, so we'll be all right. And the next march is in Wrexham. So go to Wrexham. Wrexham are home against Notts County. So can watch that game as well, all right? So, independence is going to be important for us as a nation. It's important for everything. It's important for sport, for rugby, football, everybody. So let's keep this movement going, and I'll see you in Baku. Thank you.